Sugar Plum Dead by Carolyn Hart. Prologue.
What am I going to do?
Happy heard her own voice, high, breathless, uneven, and shrill. Her mouth curved down, forlorn as a sad-faced clown. She stared in the mirror and spoke again.
Now, Happy, no more of this.
There, she sounded better. Sounded like herself. A soft voice, sweet as summer berries, appealing. But the change in pitch didn't solve anything, didn't show her any way out of the cloud of discord that was going to surround all of them as surely as the December fog curled and eddied around the house, swirled over the marsh. Throughout her life, she'd made it a point to avoid unpleasantness. But this time... Marguerite, of course, left trouble trailing behind her. She always had and always would. Daddy had called Marguerite Scarlet because every place that Scarlet O'Hara went, trouble followed. But he had nicknamed her, his other daughter, the child of his late middle age, Miss Happy-Go-Lucky, saying that when she breezed into a room, she made everybody happy. And she had, hadn't she? Even though the laughter in later years seemed too often to turn to tears. But that was when she moved on, happy-go-lucky, determined to be carefree, because that's who she was. Tears filmed Happy's blue eyes, eyes that so long ago had mastered the art of beguilement, eyes that had made a lifelong practice of never seeing anything they didn't want to see. For an instant, her protective mental mantle parted, just long enough to wonder how it might have been different. What if Daddy had called Marguerite Lionheart? Would Marguerite have envisioned herself as courageous and undaunted, devoted to her followers, rather than beleaguered and alone?